Hello all, my name is Marit and I'm here with Agnieszka Ewa Ziolkowska, the vice chairman of Eplink Union. She's joining me here for the Left Green Party's Labour Day interview series. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come meet us and talk about immigrants and the Icelandic labour market. So you have been working as the vice chairman of Eplink, one of Iceland's largest workers unions, now for 2 years. Could you start by telling me a little bit about yourself? When did you come to Iceland and how did you end up working for Eplink? What drew you into dealing with labor issues?
Okay, so first when I came to Iceland, it was 14 years ago, and immediately I decided just to live here because I loved Iceland, I love Icelandic people, I love Icelandic landscape. And first in work, in my first job what I got, the treatment was really good. And even if I was working with the cleaning business, I felt that I have huge respect because of this, what I'm doing. I was getting enough salary to be able to survive and take care of myself. And then the crisis came, and everything started changing. Employers were cheating more and more around me, and it didn't take too long time until I did the driving lessons to be a bus driver, and I was driving city buses, and then I realized how big the problems are actually among foreign people. And then actually I start really working, cooperating with the unions. And I was elected in my working place as
a representative of the union.
As a representative. And that's why I was cooperating closer also with Eplink. And then I was involved so much that actually I couldn't see myself anywhere else than in Eplink.
That's great. So now you've been working as the vice chairman of Eplink for 2 years.
Yeah,
that's right. Yes. So about 40% of our population here are immigrants here in Iceland. We have all seen the news about immigrant workers being treated unfairly or even illegally in many ways. Also news about unemployment rising among immigrants here. In your experience, what are the main issues that immigrants are facing, immigrants like us here in Icelandic labour market today?
It's huge inequality between the foreign workers and Icelandic people here, because when the crisis is coming, employers are always choosing to fire foreign people, and it's probably because they have shorter notice periods, so they don't have to pay them for so long time. And even if their working places still exist and it's not any reduction actually in the company, they are always doing the same thing. Foreign people are getting fired and just Icelandic people can stay still in the company. And this what is extremely visible. It's the wage theft problem among foreign people, mostly, it's where it's starting. But when the Icelandic people are getting jobs in the same company, they are treated in the same way. The money from them are also stolen from the company. I was witnessing this by myself. First, in my company, there was not so many foreign people. And Icelandic people didn't want to talk with me about their salaries. They even didn't want to think about the possibility that the company can cheat them. But it took a few months for me. But then they realized how it is. And they saw how the truth is, how they are cheated from long time. And now during the COVID, actually, we can see that the problem is growing. That's why we are fighting so much to get the penalties, you know, the penalties for the wage theft, because I do believe that we don't have any other possibility that just to mobilize employers with the with money to be fair to the employers employees.
Exactly. So, what are the most obvious issues that came due to COVID that are now like kind of maybe more of an issue now than was before COVID among foreign workers? Is it because I've seen that unemployment is a lot higher amongst immigrants than it is among Icelandic workers? Is that the only problem that has come with COVID?
No, now just everything is more visible, and now it's just more companies is deciding to cheat people, and people are more afraid to look for help also because they don't want to lose their job. They don't want to deal with the director of labor, so they are trying their best to just keep their jobs even if they are cheated. But I'm also in Appling, I'm also the workplace inspector, and I can see clearly then there's much, much more wage theft now during COVID than was before. And employers are going much further with this, what they can do with their employer than before.
So you're kind of seeing the similar things that happened during the financial crisis happening again in a way now during COVID crisis.
Yes, even now it's more stronger than before, you know.
Exactly. Well, we as immigrants, we are a wide group of all sorts of people here from different kinds of professions or from all around the world as well. Is there some groups that are worse off among immigrants in Iceland than other groups or better off? And why do you think that it might be?
Yes, I don't know why, but from my observation, it's looked like that people from the United States, for example, they have much more respect than people from Poland, Russia, Lettland, Romania. For some reasons, some groups of the people are more favorized by employers, and they are getting more often some higher positions than the others.
They're more likely to get a raise or a better position, or
It's you can see that on top are always Icelandic people. Then we have some other nations, and then on the really end, we can see Polish people and those nations.
Is it just to do with the image we have of, or why do you think that is? I mean, we had a lot of Polish people living in Iceland for a really long time. I would love to think that you would be part of the Icelandic family already, you know.
Yeah, I really would like to know the answer for this question, but honestly, I don't know why the treatment is much more different towards Polish people than other people, you know, from other countries.
So, what kind of improvements would you like to see in our systems in the near future to counter these issues that immigrants are facing in Iceland?
You know, one of the problems what I saw here in Iceland is that mostly on the places where, like the receptions, like in the health centers, are hired Icelandic people who don't have, for example, English skills. I do believe that many foreign people have enough education to work these jobs, and they have also right language skills. Only thing what they don't have relations here. They don't have Icelandic families, they don't have much Icelandic friends, so they cannot get some kind of this job. So this is what I would like to see. I would like to see more fair recruitment process for people. When the job is advertised, it should be more important the education of people, their experience, From what country they are.
Exactly. Name should not make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You were also talking about the penalizing pay theft, which has been discussed a lot. That's, I presume, one other thing that Epling is driving for.
Yes, we really would like to see the right rules for the penalties, because also it's extremely important to have this process easy, because most of the victims are foreign people now. Mm-hmm. And we cannot make this process too complicated for them. Mm-hmm. It has to be easy.
Yes.
It has to be easy, but it has to be. It's just, I don't see any other possibility, because it's bad for whole society. It's not just bad for the foreign people, because in some days, these foreign people maybe will move to the other part of the country, or maybe they will move back to their home country. And on this, to this company will come some Icelandic older people or young Icelandic people without experience on the job market, and they will be in the same situation.
Exactly. So it's not just issue for immigrants here, it's also issue for the Icelandic people. So 1st of May, it's the International Labour Day. Said during COVID, we're not going to be marching, we're not going to be gathering. So what are you going to do on the 1st of May? And is 1st of May a similar kind of a day in Poland as it is in Iceland?
Yes, it's similar day, I think, around the whole world. But now it will be extremely difficult to not be able to go and meet other people on the march. And I would like to encourage people to just watch the TV, because it will be organized by CNB Serbia, the TV show.
Yeah, it's on Roof, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So we can meet on that weird way, but only possible in this weird time.
Yeah, well, at least we have that.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, thank you dearly for coming to meet me, and I wish you all the best in your work in the future.
Thank you very much.